they taste like radishes. And so it's really great to sprinkle on salads and also put in soups. Speaking of which, I'm making some soup later today because the old people love soup, as Big Fatty would say.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty tastes like radishes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3285 of the BFO for Wednesday the 27th of January 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and lots more number one fan entries.
The rain, rain, rain came down, 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 in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Hello, piglets. Big Fatty, that's young Nicholas. Well, he is a little piglet. And, you know, yes, Big Fatty, so is Hendrick. Oh, well, anyway. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you piglets today. Because y'all, it's raining. It is raining. Y'all, we'll be back in just a moment. Traffic on the sevens. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to remind you once again that now's the time to get your entry in for the number one fan contest for the BFO of 2021. Y'all, it's so easy. All you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, one entry per person, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and then in the subject line, put number one fan. Then tell Big Fatty in 25 words or less why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, it doesn't matter what you say. I'm going to stick you in the colostomy bag. And then at halftime of the Superb Owl on February the 7th, we'll choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, the deadline. The deadline is for right the 4th of February at 5 p.m. Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Big Fatty, better get on it. Time is running out. Yes! Supposed to be all rainy and it's just nice to have the calm, happy music. It's true. Y'all, by the way, those of you who follow me on the Apple clock, if it's raining, Big Fatty ain't gonna get out and do his nipple walks. I am not gonna do a sloshy walk, Big Fatty. There's nothing wrong. I ain't gonna do it. But y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas, came by and we visited for a little while. It was just lovely. Just lovely to see him. And, got a message from him on Tuesday afternoon that he will not be available for Friday at Fatty's. Because, y'all, they're sending him up to the Dirty Myrtle to work the the rest of the week, y'all, he was going to go up after work on Tuesday and be up there and work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And y'all, you know he is going to spend a Friday night in the Dirty Myrtle at the Pulse Ultra Club. Eddie, maybe he'll see Vader, maybe. But y'all hadn't decided what I'm going to be serving this Friday. Quite frankly, it might just be me and Granny because of this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on Monday night, y'all, we all get a textimonium saying, oh, I am going to be spending the evening in El Hospitalo, and y'all, it was Durwood, Big Fan, he fell off another ladder, no, but y'all, he was feeling a numbness in his left arm. Big Fatty, that's a sign. It's a sign indeed. And he felt like his hand was going to sleep. Big Fatty, maybe his hand was sleepy. Well, maybe so. But y'all, he was going to have some sort of a stress test. Oh, Big Fatty, those are stressful. It's true. And some kind of EKG, so he was waiting on the results of that. So we'll see if Durwood makes it on for right day or not. Big Fatty, as long as you don't give him a sedative and his arm doesn't fall asleep, he should be okay. So that was the excitement on Monday night. Y'all, I tell you what, old Big Fatty, don't jinx yourself. Okay, I won't. But y'all, I just watched some things on the TV machine, kind of caught up on a few things. And y'all, I climbed in the bed a little bit early. Y'all, it was only going down into the low 60s on Monday night. So y'all, I didn't open the windows or anything because I didn't want the humidity. The humidity was going to be like 95%. Yes, because it's almost like summertime. It's true. One moment, please. Y'all, I'm having some of that gushed ginger, hot ginger beverage mixture that he sent me. I ordered me some more of that, and it's lovely. Just lovely. Thank you, Gus Chad. But anyway, y'all slept pretty well. When did I wake up? I woke up a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning, and I tossed and turned a little bit, but I decided about 7:20 I'd get up and check out, you know, make sure Miss Gail King was doing okay. And so y'all, I got up and fixed my broth because I had Bafarin and eggs and read the paper. The Sudoku was a number one, so it was super easy today. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all did the big circle, came back and got me a shirt. And I got a little message saying a drizzle starting soon near the villa. And y'all, I put my plants out on the walkway, and y'all, it wasn't drizzle. Y'all, it was like a summer. It was like a summer thunderstorm because it was like 73 degrees at the time it started, and there was a cold front beginning to move through. And you know that brings instability to the upper atmosphere. Thank you so much, meteorologist Big Fatty, for that. But y'all, it was coming down. Y'all, if the old gal had been here, she'd have put that picture of that baby up. But y'all, I think it's supposed to be raining out in Walnut Hills this week. And y'all, I saw that San Diego, down there where Dr. Stone is, got some sort of snow or something, and Nessa got some kind of snow and all, too. Y'all, her dog was so cute trying to eat the snow. Big Fatty! Good thing I did my nipple walk in the morning. But y'all, the forecast is for rain to start, Tuesday night, and rain all day long. On Wednesday, y'all, it'll be a soggy Von Z's trip, but y'all, I pretty much think that pretty much was my day. Yes, me pretty. Yeah, I see y'all several new entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, Brian in Denver says, Big Fatty, please enter me into the colostomy bag for the number one fan because I have listened to every episode since number one. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Y'all, Nessa. Nessa's back. She's already been a number one fan, but she's eligible again. She says, I've learned from our previous president that it only matters who your daddy is to get the position you want. Love you, your youngest. Well, thank you, Nessa. Y'all, Francie, you know, she's the number three fan of the BFO for this year. She says, hey, Big Ready, if the rules allow, I'd like to throw my hat into the old colostomy bag for a chance to at number one fan glory. I have a tiara with mothballs ready to wear if chosen for such an honor. P.S. Poodle, I got cake. Wink with love and a laugh. Francie, the number three fan. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. I'm not going to do a comparison test with chocolate bars this time.
Okay.
Because...
Yes. Steve the Tater?
I've got one that's quite beefy.
Beefy?
Yeah.
Beefy chocolate.
It might take me a while to chew through it.
Oh, chew, yes.
I'm going to chew it really, really slowly.
Oh, yes.
Because I know Scott the Sater loves that.
Oh, yes.
But So what I'm going to try today...
Yes.
...is Fifth Avenue.
Fifth
King
Avenue.
Size.
Oh, what? The king size.
So I'm going to open it. I wonder if this tastes anything like a... Oh, blimey. I thought it was good.
Tastes like a blimey?
Into pieces, but it's not. It's one long slab.
Oh, it's a big, long slab.
I wonder if it's anything like...
Steve the Tater likes that.
A Snickers bar.
No.
Probably not.
No.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
It crunches.
It crunches, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I shouldn't talk so...
I was expecting the peanuts.
No, yes, the peanuts.
Well, the peanut flavour.
Peanut flavour, okay.
But not the consistency.
Oh, okay. Peanut non-consistency.
It's like peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle, yes. We'll wait.
That was a surprise.
Surprise!
Let me try another bit.
Okay, another bite. Oh, Tater loves that crunching.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
150 calories per, how much? Per third a pack.
I was going to say.
So that's 450 calories, this whole bar. I'm thinking I'll be eating it all in one go. Or are you going to give me a go, Paul?
Oh.
Oh, yes, Uncle John's here. Here's Uncle John. You try.
Oh.
I will. Look, let's give it here then. All right. Careful.
Oh, careful.
Well, here we are. Here we go, Big Fatty.
Okay.
You're going to have a try.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, chomp on it. Oh, sounds like he's having sex.
What do you think, Yeti Uncle John? Yeah.
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 It's sweet, but it's not as sweet as you think it might be.
No.
No, it's not.
No.
Anyone else want to try?
Oh, yes.
I'll just clean my teeth, so I better not.
All right, Martin. Quality? Oh, no, no. You're fine, Paul.
I'll have a go.
Oh, oh right then. Ick.
Ick's here.
Ick, hi, Ick.
Cromarty and Martin have turned me down.
Okay.
Yeti Uncle John's had a go.
Yes.
And now
Ick.
Ick wants a chomp.
Oh, chomp it.
Oh, yes, I'll have a chomp. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, have a chomp.
Go on, then.
Okay. Here comes the chomp.
What do you think, Ick?
Oh, gosh. I could learn to love this.
Oh, yes.
When you say learn, do you mean you want to
yes.
eat the rest of it?
Oh. I think I better do, Paul.
I think he should.
By the end of it,
it'll
be my favourite thing ever.
What?
Come on, then.
I didn't hear
well,
that.
Big Fatty, that's it for our taste test this time.
Okay.
Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
There's a thumbs up from at least three of us who've tried it.
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I just brushed my teeth.
And I'm nervous of peanuts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Cromarty.
Cromarty.
Okay, Big Fatty.
Okay.
More next time.
Okay.
Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, right. Poodle.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Big Fatty.
Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the whole crew from over there at the Shy Life Little Show. And y'all there eating the Fifth Avenue, I think Jay the Haunt Cub. Sent all the box of chocolate. You know, that's chocolate, which is Mexican for chocolate. There was a lot of chaka. Chaka-con. Chocolate-con. Oh, Big Fatty, what am I talking about? I don't know. But, Paul, thank you so much for the call. And we'll look forward to your next taste test. I can't imagine that they would send you some chocolate that you would turn your nose up. Big Fatty! Yeah, I see y'all, I was watching the TV machine the other day, and y'all, y'all, do you listen to the Mix Minus? You know, they come on Friday Night Live over there at the Pride 48, although I hear they're not going to be on the tune-in right now. So, Miss Bacon, you're going to have to listen somewhere else from what I understand. y'all, you know, they start off with their music as bah, 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 bah. You know, it's the hand clap. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the hand clapping. Well, y'all, I'm watching the TV machine, and y'all, there's a commercial on for the Sleep Number mattresses. Y'all, it's the Mix Minus music. And then Young Nicholas showed me on his cellular telephonic device. Y'all, it was the Mix Minus music. But y'all, it was those DiGiorno pizza pies. Big Fatty, it sounds like they've got a couple of sponsors for their little show. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, are you listening to the new little show from the kids over there at the Gayers called Have a Nice Gay? Big Fatty, y'all, it's just a daily little show, and they get on there and they say comforting things. So, y'all, I'm gonna offer my version of Have a Nice Gay. Y'all remember the Blockbuster they used to have on the stickers on there that said Be Kind, Rewind? Well, y'all, we can't rewind anymore, so just be kind. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha over there at the Scooter Diaries. And Laughing Buddha, you're a vegetarian. Any advice?
Big Fatty, tastes like radish.
Oh, I don't remember you tasting Big Fatty, but it could taste worse. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.